Usually don't start with something, but I think being the end of the year, I will. First, want to thank you guys. It's been a pleasure working with you. At the beginning, we said we all have a job to do, and I'll try to help you do yours without jeopardizing ours, and I think it's been good. Like everything we do, now is a time where we're going to step back, and I am going to start right today, step back and begin a lengthy evaluation of everything that has to do with Buccaneer football. That evaluation starts with me. I got to first start with everything that I've done since we've arrived, and then I'll work my way through every process, through every person, whether it be personnel or methods that we do, scheme, everything down to travel, everything that we do. And that's a lengthy process. I may not be able to answer some of your questions today because without doing an evaluation, I don't know the answer. Because nothing, you know, every year that I've been a head coach, I've said this, nothing is untouchable, starting with me. If at the end of my evaluation, I don't think I'm the best person to be the head coach of the Bucs, then maybe I won't be here. All right, but I don't think that's going to be the case. But I'm the one evaluating, so if that's the case, I'm pretty dumb. But I will seriously look at every phase. And again, people, you know, want to know, is this going to be? I don't know. I think it would be irresponsible of me after a six-month sprint to make decisions that are going to chart the course of this organization. You know, and again, anybody can steer the ship. That's not hard. It's charting the path that's hard. And you need to make sure that you take time to do that. So that's what we're going to do. I'll try to answer the questions the best I can, but I open it up with that because some of the stuff I just don't know, and I'm not trying to duck anything. I just don't know yet what we're going to do. As I do know, through our public relations, we will get it out there, all right, and get in touch with you. So don't, you know, the things that we've talked about in our dealings, we'll continue to tweak it as well and make it better for all parties involved. So with that, open it up.
Was this experience what you thought it would be, the NFL experience? Was it different than what you thought it would be when you took over, or about what you thought it would be? How would you categorize it?
I'm not sure I really thought about what it would be. You know what I mean? I kind of probably just knowing what it was when I was here in the 90s. And so I guess it is kind of what I thought it would be because nothing shocks me, you know. I enjoyed the heck out of it. I'm really grateful and thankful that I got the chance to do it. I do consider it a blessing, and can't wait to get in. I'm physically tired and probably mentally tired, but emotionally charged to get going. I'm going to force myself to take some time to just get away before I start this evaluation, even if it's for 3 or 4 days to clear your head and then look at things. Because, you know, I think that's the most critical thing that you can do in any organization is when you finish a cycle. You know, I just got done with a team, and I told them this will be the last thing we haven't done together. Now, even though I got hired January 26th, we haven't been through an off season together where we were directing the off season. It was kind of everybody kind of doing their thing, and then we met together in the spring, and now here we go. So it's the last thing, and I look forward to getting through this and now redoing the cycle. Because I think you get better if you're smart and you're willing to look at things and really examine them and be honest. And that's a big thing right now. We got to be honest with each other, players, coaches, you know, Mark, all of us. We got to be honest with each other and say, how are we going to get better? And there's so many ways to do that. I think the any organization that just, you know, resets the clock and starts again and doesn't evaluate, you know, without evaluation, there is no progress. So we really have to do that, and that's going to be the big step that that I'm looking forward to.
Greg, what was your assessment just of the season? What were your expectations in terms of, I don't know, win-loss record?
Mm-hmm.
What was your, I know your biggest thing was to change the culture. Mm-hmm. In many ways, we saw that happen. Just when you look at the season, is it a disappointment, or do you, you know, are you, you know, silver lining guy? What are you taking from this? Just overall, your first feeling about how 7-9 or how your first season turned out?
All the above, which is not a cop-out answer. anytime I've ever started anything, whatever the ultimate goal is, that's my goal. So we didn't win the Super Bowl, and I'm very disappointed about that. And did I think that we could? Yeah, I look at any team. You know, you look at the Super Bowl champs from last year. They were 7-7. You know, they were playing in the final week to get into the playoffs. They did, and then they went on a run. So I really felt like, why not us? You know, people say, why you? Well, why not us? That didn't happen. So is there disappointment there? Yes. Now, am I a silver lining guy? Well, there was a lot of positive that happened this year. A ton of positive. And I look at that as, man, that gives me motivation and encourages me and our fans and our team and everybody involved with the Buccaneers that, hey, you know, there are brighter days ahead and there are opportunities to do what the ultimate goal is. And will we realize them? That's going to be determined by how we evaluate things, how we tweak them, how we get better. But I'm excited to do that.
How long does this evaluation process take, do you think? I mean, is it something you want to get through quickly so you can start making decisions, whether it be coaching staff or free agency or draft? Or how long does this evaluation take?
I think it comes – I don't think it's just, okay, now the evaluation's done. I think as you go, it's an ongoing process. It'd be nice if situation didn't ever have an impact on timeline. But it does, right? So free agency comes along. The draft comes along. All the things, when you evaluate and now you have opportunities to get better, sometimes there's outside influences that make you make that decision. Maybe you'd like more time. But, you know, ultimately you have to get the best information you can within that timeline and make the best decision at the time. You know, you're not always right, but I've never had a problem, whether it's a game plan decision, personnel decision, in-game decision. You can only use the information you have. And in that moment, what did you believe was the best decision? So sometimes oftentimes I do look back and second guess myself and say, oh, I wish you didn't. But at the time, I never do. If you're prepared and you have the information, the best information you can have, then you got to make the call. You know, that's another part of leadership. I think a lot of people can sit back and say, I would have done this and I would have. Well, you didn't. You weren't there and you didn't do that. Right. So unless you've ever done that, don't sit there. You know, it's easy to say, I would have. Put yourself in that position once and see what you would have done. So I never look back at any of that stuff. And we're going to have tough decisions to make. And I'm going to use the information and the resources we have here, the people we have. We're going to make some tough decisions and then we're going forward.
Coach Josh Freeman had a roller coaster type of year, up and down. What did you tell him today, what he needs to work on for next season?
Well, I'm going to meet individually with Josh. I just met with the team collectively at 9 o'clock. You know, again, it kind of going back to Rick's silver lining, you know, you're right. It was an up-and-down year, but you look at, you know, 4,000 yards, records all over the place. There's a lot of positives there. Certainly, when the expectation level is what we make it and then you don't reach that, then there's also disappointment. Josh is probably his own toughest critic. So I don't know if anything that I'm going to tell him is going to shock him. I think perspective and sequencing what he has to do now till we get back together to April 15th. First thing he's got to do, he's got to get away from the game and relax a little bit. And then there's a whole sequencing of things that I think have to happen for him. And we'll discuss that. And part of that will come out in the evaluation. You know, the number one thing we have to do once my coaches get out of here and get away for a little while is come back and evaluate our own team, right? I'll evaluate the coaches. The coordinators will help me do that, and we'll evaluate the scheme as we go throughout the whole spring, winter and spring. But there's certain personnel things that have to be made, decisions that have to be made, like I spoke earlier with free agency and the draft. So we're going to be intensive in every position, not just Josh, of getting that evaluation as soon as we're back here together. In a little bit.
Coach, can you provide an update on the injured reserve players, specifically your starters like Quincy Black and Carl Nix, how they're coming back from their injuries?
Well, I think it's varied. If you ask, you know, a guy, I can give you an answer. You know,
Carl.
All right, Carl's mending. You know, he's on the heel. Quincy right now is still – they're still not sure what they're going to do medically. And Quincy's been all over the – you know, he's been to some different places in the country to the finest people there are. So I'm not sure what's going to happen there. Any other guys?
Claiborne, Devin Joseph, those are, you know, two of the starters that you lost early.
Adrian is coming along nicely. Davin is really, I mean, Davin's been a while now, obviously. So, you know, I saw him the other day walking in, and he feels good and is excited. The thing that I really was impressed with Davin is in his absence of playing, just all the community service things he did. I know he's always done that, but I think he took it up a notch between his rehab and that. I think he really refocused his energies, which is neat to see. You know, a guy that doesn't wallow in self-pity. He just goes and gets better physically and helps where he can help on the football end of things, and really did a great job in the community.
You're talking about changing the culture. Do you feel like you've changed the culture a little bit here?
We've taken big steps to changing a culture. It's not completely changed. Pro football is a little more difficult to do that in that you constantly have turnover. You know, so you're bringing guys in from other places in the middle of the season. What you need to make is you need to make your culture so strong that anybody that comes in from the outside, whether it be rookie, free agent, in-season signing, that they just get swept up in how things are done. We're not there yet. We're getting closer. This repeat of the cycle is the key. So you repeat the cycle of installation of schemes. You repeat the cycle of installation of philosophy. You repeat the cycle of just going through it daily and knowing what's acceptable behavior in the Buccaneer organization. I think that is the key, is when that culture is so established that when you're not living up to that, you kind of glare out there, whoa, you know, and it's uncomfortable. And we're not there yet, but we're going to get there.
A big part of some of the lack of success you had in games was your pass defense. And you began the season, your two corners were Aqib Talib and Eric Wright. Evaluate that decision briefly, since one player is not here and was traded, and the other one. And can you tell me what Eric's future is with the Bucs?
I can't tell you what his future is with the Bucs because that hasn't been determined yet. You know, Aqib decision, Aqib plays for the Patriots now, so I'll only talk about the decision to do it. As I said, when we made the trade, I believe that was the best thing for the Bucs organization to get to where we want to go. And, you know, I think the thing that was encouraging to me was, yeah, we went through some tough times, but if you look at the last couple weeks, some of those young guys really battled and against, you know, it wasn't, you know, you're talking about two of the best in the league yesterday, and I thought it was impressive.
Greg, certain phases of the team were much better, noticeably better, run defense and even run offense. Was that, even though you lost two really good linemen, was that all by design according to the evaluations you made coming in, or did those improvements exceed what you expected?
No, they didn't exceed what I expected. I think losing the two guards, you know, I haven't talked about it once all year, but that's a huge loss. You're talking about two of the best in the National Football League. And I literally hope I didn't talk about it once, because that, as I said, what I did say was that's life. Suck it up and get going. There's no second chances. You play with who's here. My hat's off to the two, you know, again, to Jeremy Zuta for moving over to the guard position. You know, that's an unselfish move by him. Jamon Meredith jumping in there, Ted Larson jumping in at center, and guys just grinding away and going at it. Was it perfect? No. But really, I thought a great effort by them to fill in. Is it exciting to me that we're going to get those guys back? Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, Doug Martin, I think he was third in the National Football League in yards from the line of scrimmage. Talking about a rookie without his two Pro Bowl guards in front of him doing that. That's exciting to me going forward. You mentioned rush defense. Yeah, I know our pass defense isn't what any of us would like it to be, but you know, our rush defense was as good as has ever been here, and there's been some great defense played here. So, you know, can we build on that? Sure, we can build on that. Get the pass defense a little bit better. You know, we in the special teams area, we blocked I don't know how many punts this year, which not supposed to be able to do that in the National Football League. And again, it was a key play in Sunday's game. So, a lot of things that I'm excited about. There's a lot of things that when we evaluate them may not look as good as I think. You know, usually it's never as good as you think it is and never as bad as you go back and look at it in total. It's different than looking at it on a Monday. Come in, watch the game tape, evaluate the players, evaluate the scheme, on to the next team. Now you're going to look at every one of the power plays you ran throughout the year. That's how you evaluate it. You watch them all at once. and you see common threads and themes. How could we miss that? You know, and you do that usually when you have a bye week, and you do that in certain areas where you're struggling. But to do that with your entire offense, defense, and special teams, it's usually quite revealing. Then you get the opportunity to go and study best practices. All right, who's the best in the league at third down defense? All right, let's take the three top teams and study them. Let's take the three top offenses and study them in third down. Now, what can we steal? We're not going to take and change our scheme, but what do they do that would fit into our scheme that could help us get better? And that's what I mean in evaluation. So there's so many areas, and the one thing that I love looking forward now is that that's what I get to do all day, every day. Right, I don't have to go recruit. I don't have to go check anything else. I get to do that all day, and I can't tell you how excited I am to do that.
Coach, it's a coach quarterback league. I know you've been asked about Josh, but you know, he was a guy that was here when you signed up. He has one more year left on his contract.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your quarterback? Is this a guy you think you can win a Super Bowl with, or would you be bringing in other quarterback, drafting a guy, free agent? I mean, are you all in with Josh Freeman?
Well, that's a question that, again, I'm not all in with myself yet, so how can I be in all with Josh Freeman or any other player? You know, and I'm not sidestepping you, but I need to evaluate. What I can say is, you know, a 4,000-yard passer, touchdown record, there's a lot of things that you say, wow. Are there things that frustrate? Yeah, there's things that frustrate him too. But, and I'm not ducking the question because, quite frankly, I really like Josh Freeman. But I want to make sure that I don't get ahead of my skis at all here and really – evaluate every single thing to what's best for this organization. Do I think Josh Freeman's going to win Super Bowls in this league? I do. So I hope that happens here. But again, at the end of the day, I have to evaluate everything before I can say that's what we're doing. The one thing that I do believe in is competition at every spot, including the quarterback. So I want to have as many good players on our football team as we can at every single position. It's a little different in the NFL. You can't have two punters. There's just not room to do that on your roster. You can in the 90 weeks where you have 90 guys on your team. You can in training camp. You can't have two place kickers. Once you get into the year, you have one long snapper. Right? But as much competition as we can create throughout the football team rises the level of everything. And it's not that they're not mentally tough guys or they're not competitors. They are, but it's human nature. When there's competition, the level rises. And that's something that Mark and I will work tirelessly to try to put the best 90 players when we go to training camp on our roster. Thanks, guys. Enjoyed it.